USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Stotts. The alternative social media network Parler is taking a big hit as Amazon, Google, Apple, and a list of others have severed ties with the app that is largely popular among conservatives. Congressman Devin Nunes of California says this must be investigated.
I don't know where the hell the Department of Justice is at right now or the FBI. This is clearly a violation of antitrust, civil rights, the RICO statute. There should be a racketeering investigation on all the people that coordinated this attack.
Congressman Nunes speaking on Fox News. House Democrats have moved quickly to impeach President Donald Trump after a mob of his supporters stormed the U.S. Capitol. House Majority Whip Representative James Clyburn says the House could take up articles of impeachment early this week, but could wait until President-elect Joe Biden's first 100 days in office before sending them to the Senate. USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Police in San Diego declared a gathering between supporters of President Donald Trump and counter-protesters on Saturday an unlawful assembly. Some people went at it. Officers were hit with glass bottles, eggs, and rocks. Pepper spray was shot at them as well. This man tells CBS 8 San Diego he got caught in the middle of it at Pacific Beach.
I just saw the Antifa people standing there, and then they got real aggressive and started spraying the pepper spray at people and telling people like myself that were just standing there to leave.
Additional officers were called in to break up the groups. An officer with the U.S. Capitol Police has died while off duty. 51-year-old Howard Liebengood had been with the department since 2005. His cause of death has not been disclosed. Officer Liebengood was among the officers who responded when the Capitol was stormed last week. This is the second death of a Capitol Police officer this week. Officer Brian Sicknick was killed after confronting that mob. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
With Democrats winning both Senate seats in Georgia, the chamber is now split 50-50. A former Senate Majority Leader gives some insight on how that would work.
It appears the Senate will soon be an even more contentious place, with Vice President-elect Kamala Harris's tie-breaking vote essentially giving control to the Democrats. Former Senate Majority Leader Trent Lott says the Senate is a difficult enough place to run normally, without it split right down the middle. The Mississippi Republican tells Fox News that he was able to get things done in the Senate because of his ability to work with the minority leader.
I had the advantage of having a friend that was the Democratic leader, Tom Daschle. I respected him and I trusted him, and I called him and I said, we got to try to work this out. So we sat down. It did take some time to get it done. Not everybody in our conferences agreed with what we did, but basically we set it up where it was going to be equally divided. The committee memberships, the funds, the ratios, how you deal with a tie vote. You could take to the floor of the Senate on a tie vote. Either Tom Daschle or either one of us could do it. So, and we got a lot done. Now, I'm not sure with the atmosphere in Washington right now, how many people really want to get the right things done.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The new coronavirus variant has now been detected in 4 travelers from Brazil who landed in Tokyo. Japan's health ministry announcing on Sunday the travelers are a man in his 40s, a woman in her 30s, and 2 teens. They have been quarantined at Tokyo's airport. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.